When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast, where it's all about inspiring change and transforming lives. And here's your host. He's an Amazon best-selling author, six-figure blogger, internet marketer, and one of the top life coaches in the world, Stefan Palernos.
Comfort is the enemy. Now, oftentimes when I make a statement like that, it elicits a mixed response in people. For some people, it might make them feel uncomfortable. For others, they're thinking, well, why am I doing this all for then? Why am I going through this discomfort right now to achieve my goals and dreams? I thought I was doing that so that one day I could finally be comfortable. And you might disagree or you might agree with that statement, but regardless, I want you to have an open mind because this belief system and taking this on can change your entire life. In fact, it's made a huge difference in my life when I really acknowledged this and accepted it in my life. It allowed me to go to a whole new level. Now, it's a very counterintuitive thing. Comfort is the enemy because for most people, they want to live a comfortable life. You want to live a life where you can start a business and maybe you acknowledge and accept the fact that it's going to be uncomfortable at first because everything's brand new and you go through that process and that journey and there's ups and there's downs and there's failures. But you're doing it with the aspiration that one day you're going to build your business, you're going to create passive income, and you're going to have someone run your business for you. You're going to make a certain amount of money. And then one day you're going to be comfortable. You're going to be able to live a life where you just get to do nothing or whatever you want or sit on the beach or retire or whatever that might be. If you're pursuing right now a fitness goal or a health goal, you might think, my God, you know, right now it's really uncomfortable because I got to go to the gym and I got to push myself and I got to lift weights that I'm not comfortable lifting and it hurts and it's painful and I got to recover and I got to push myself beyond my comfort zone. And, you know, I'm doing that so that one day I'm going to have that fit, that athletic body. I'm going to have the vibrancy, the vitality, and I'm going to be comfortable. Right? You might think, you know what, it might be uncomfortable right now to pursue a relationship. I got to face my fears. I got to be vulnerable. I've got to go through this whole uncomfortable process so that one day, you know, I can attract that person, that man or woman of my dreams, and I can finally be comfortable. See, this is an illusion that people have about life. They think that on the other side of their goal is this life of comfort. And they think that the struggle that they're going to have to go through now, today, that you might be going through right now, is just a temporary struggle. It's a temporary process of you have to go through it, and then on the other side, life is easy. Life is effortless. And like I said, it's the biggest illusion that's being sold to you, and oftentimes people, they buy into themselves. They sell that to themselves because it creates sanity of why you're doing what you're doing, because on the other side, there's going to be this magnificent comfort and pleasure that you're going to experience. You see, the challenge with that thinking, that challenge with that belief system is that once you achieve your goal, once you make it to the other side, you create that lifestyle, you make that money, you create the passive income, you acquire that relationship or that body, there's going to be a moment where you're going to take your foot off the gas because you're going to think that you made it. You're going to think that, you know what, I went through the grind, I went through the hustle, I achieved this life now, and now I can finally be comfortable. And I can get a TV and I can sit around, watch TV all day and just finally do what I wanted to do. I could now enjoy the foods that I want to enjoy. I can go to the expensive restaurants. I can, you know, sit on the beach all day, or, you know, I no longer have to go through that. I can just play video games and live a very comfortable life. You see, when you believe that, you take that on, that's the beginning of the end right there. In fact, I remember Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank, he said that comfort is the beginning of the end. The moment you get comfortable, change something. Change something so that you're uncomfortable, because the moment you get to that point, you stop growing. You stop evolving. You stop pushing yourself. And what happens when you stop growing and evolving is you don't feel alive. You don't feel happy. You're missing out on that sense of fulfillment. And I can't tell you, I'm sharing this from my experience as well, and people that I've coached and worked with that have been through the exact same process. And, you know, there's times in my life where I achieved a high level of success or achieved a certain goal, and I thought, you know what, I've made it now, and I just want to be comfortable. And what happened was, is that it's only so long before you start going back to your old self, where your progress, your results, the life that you've created, the person that you become, that process starts to diminish slowly but surely. And then you find yourself in a place of boredom. You find yourself in a place of lacking that fulfillment and the happiness, because human beings, we require challenge. We require adversity. We require discomfort. And instead of looking at discomfort in a negative way, why not embrace it? Embrace it as a gift that allows you to grow and maximize your potential. You know, I know for myself, you know, I remember when I was on the journey of really trying to make it happen and achieve success, I was doing these things like intense morning rituals, and I was going to all these different seminars and learning and growing and hiring coaches and mentors. And I didn't even have a TV. You know, I thought TV was just the biggest waste of time. It was holding me back from my goals, and I'd sleep less. I had accountability buddies. I was setting these visions and goals and doing these incredible things, taking massive action towards my goals so that one day I could achieve them all and be comfortable. And then what happened was, once I achieved a high level of success and I became financially free and I bought a new car and I lived in this penthouse and I did those certain things, then I thought to myself, you know what? I no longer need to do those things that I did before. I just thought that I had made it. You know, now is the time I can buy a TV and I can get 500 channels and I could now, do whatever I want to do, and I can sleep in now, and I don't have to do rituals and I don't have to do all these sort of things. That was my thinking before. And then what happened was, I found myself in a place where I was actually depressed for a period of my life. I was like, you know what? I just bored. I've got this beautiful penthouse. I've got this nice car. I've got this amazing relationship. I've got this great body, and I achieved all these things that I thought that I wanted to achieve, and I could just finally be comfortable. But the challenge was that I slowly regressed back to where I was before, and I stopped feeling that sense of aliveness and that sense of purpose and mission and excitement and the challenge that I had to go through and overcoming those challenges and really growing and evolving myself. And so I think that comfort is a trap. Comfort is the enemy. And that in our lives, we always need to be growing. We always need to be evolving. And the only way that you grow is by stepping outside your comfort zone. We all have this realm of comfort. The more you grow, the bigger this realm of comfort becomes for you. You know, right now your comfort zone might be relatively small, but the more that you push it, guess what? It becomes bigger. And what things that once were uncomfortable for you now become comfortable because your realm of comfort has expanded. Well, the challenge is that when you stop pushing that comfort zone, you stop facing that discomfort, you stop growing, and you're no longer happy and fulfilled. So I believe in life, we always have to be growing. We always have to be evolving. We have to embrace that discomfort. We got to embrace the struggle. We got to embrace the uncertainty, the unknown, whatever's occurring in your life. I don't care how successful you become. That is why, by the way, the most successful people in the world that you might see today, they're all working their butts off. They're all growing. They're all evolving. They're all doing incredible things. And they don't need to do it. They don't need to do it because they already have all the money in the world. They already have all the success, but they're still doing it because they understand that growth is a part of life. That if you're not growing, then you're dying. So perhaps this belief system might be counterintuitive for you, might be different, and you might not even be open to it based on where you're at right now in your life. But I want you to open yourself up to it a little bit and understand that discomfort is here to stay, and that you can't be living your life for comfort. You know, one of the best decisions that I made in my life a long time ago is understanding that in order to be alive and happy in my life, I'm going to have to do things that I don't want to do. I'm going to have to do things when I don't feel like doing it, when I'm tired, when emotionally I might be off or going through a hard time or whatever it might be. And it's in those moments in life where you just want to be comfortable and just sit in front of the TV or watch Netflix or play video games or eat that junk food that might make you feel good temporarily. But I understood that someone who's successful, someone who's living off their highest self, they still do things when they don't feel like it. They still push themselves past those uncomfortable feelings and emotions. And when you do, on the other side of that, is that sense of aliveness and freedom unlike anything else, where you just feel incredible. And I'm sure you know that feeling when you didn't want to do it, you didn't want to go to the gym, but you push yourself anyways. You always feel great about yourself afterwards because you did something that was right and was making progress in your life towards who you want to be. So it's a different mindset. It's a different belief system that I hope that you'll take on, is understanding that it's not all about being comfortable, that maybe it's okay to be comfortable for a little while. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't celebrate. I'm not saying that you shouldn't experience any pleasure in your life. Don't get mixed up with that. I'm not saying that you shouldn't have that. I think that's a great thing to reward yourself, to celebrate. I'm not saying that you can't watch TV or eat that meal once in a while or play the video games once in a while. Once in a while is okay as long as it's not the everyday, as long as it's not the norm for you and it holds you back from growing and evolving in your life to being who you want to be and experiencing your potential. So keep that in mind. You always have to be growing. You always going to be facing discomfort and challenges in your life, the struggle. Embrace it. Embrace it. Take it on. Acknowledge it. Accept it. Understand that it's a gift, a blessing that we've been given that can allow us to really grow. In fact, I remember seeing a study. I forget the exact study, but people that when they retire, I guess around 65 years old or so, a few years later, a lot of people, they die. They die after they retire because they no longer have a purpose. They no longer have challenge. They no longer have obstacles at something that they're moving towards to become better at. They just get bored. You know, they're retired and they're sitting around all day reading the newspaper and watching TV, and they have nothing that's really challenging them and allowing them to grow. So it's not about comfort. It's about growth and understanding that discomfort is part of that process. And if it is, then take it on, embrace it, and acknowledge it. So I want to thank you for watching this video. If you enjoyed it, hit the thumbs up button, leave a comment below, subscribe for more videos, and I look forward to talking again soon. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. Make sure to visit the blog at www.projectlifemastery.com for more videos, podcasts, and articles that can help you take your life to the next level.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.